Welcome to Five for the Day. No more chances after this one. Ever heard the phrase or used it yourself? I had the misfortune of hearing it many times as I was growing up, occasionally from my parents, many times from my teachers, and other times in plenty of other various situations. In some instances it was literally true. There would be no more chances. On other occasions, it suited the situation, but the people delivering the ultimatum could have their decision changed quite easily. One good example being doting grandparents. Every year since I retired, I have read my Bible through from Genesis to Revelation. Sometimes in my daily reading are verses or situations which catch my attention, challenge me, teach me, or meet my need for that day. Recently I was reading through the Gospel of Matthew, and a verse I have read many times in chapter 9 and verse 6 caught my attention. It is contained in the story of a paralyzed man brought to Jesus by four friends for healing. They believed Jesus could help where all seemed helpless. Reaching the house where Jesus was, they were disappointed to find it was full and there was no way in. Noting the outside stairs at the side of the house, they carried up their friend onto the flat roof. Then they lowered him through the crowd to Jesus. They demonstrated amazing faith. They didn't know if Jesus would pass that way again, and were concerned for their friend and his need. These were true friends who didn't mind what it took, as long as it yielded the right result. As Jesus saw their faith and the need of the man, the amazing thing is that the first thing he said was, "That you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," before saying, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." You may say that Jesus put the cart before the horse, but no. He was aware that the need of each of us, able-bodied or not, is firstly to have our sins forgiven, and then possibly physical healing. He had the power then, and he still has that authority today. But it is only in the here and now that he has that power. For when we leave this world and go out into eternity, it will be too late to have our sins forgiven. For each of us, by then, it will be a case of no more chances after this one. You may have considered repenting of your sin and trusting Jesus as Savior and Lord many times and still done nothing about it. You may have been aware of many concerned friends praying for your conversion and still not taken that step. You may have attended a place of worship where the good news of the gospel is preached at the invitation of friends who love you and want your eternal blessing, and still not trusted Jesus. They may have exercised faith in your direction and done all they can to bring you to Jesus, but you have yet to put your faith in the man in whom they have the utmost confidence. We will never know when there are no more chances, until the time when there are no more chances. By then, it will be too late to do anything about it. Today, as you listen, could be your last chance. Who knows? So why risk gambling with the welfare of your eternal soul? Why not take that step of faith today? As that man rose to return home, carrying his bed, his life changed forever for the better. He could only have registered gratitude to his persistent and caring friends and joy to his newfound Saviour. That can be your experience today. Thank you again for your company, and may the Lord richly bless you.